Of mother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I think the Lord listened to your prayer.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have a seat. Have a seat. Welcome, sister. Any other new ones in this section?
Soy la hermana Blanca Fernández.
Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Hi, I'm Carol, and this is my mom. She's been coming.
我非常高兴又来到这里，感谢主，那个我今天应该是第三次来吧，在这里，感谢主，非常高兴今天和大家聚在一起，我们在主里一同享受神的丰富，喜乐，Amen，Amen，Amen，Welcome
sister，Welcome home，Any
others in this section？Okay，So brother and sister, there are a few announcement items. The first one, just you have known, brother Yanye's mother, sister Han Liping was baptized last night.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
And brother and sister, how many saints were baptized so far this year?
Three.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's continue to pray and encourage so that we can everybody encourage to preach the gospel kingdom.
Amen.
Now the second one is. On this Tuesday, January the 15th, we'll have our district prayer meeting starting from 8 p.m. So since this is a very critical meeting, we'd like to encourage all of you to spare time attend this meeting. The third one is the pursuit of morning revival. This week is the week 9 of the 2018 Fort Ethereal's message. Starting from next week, we'll be entering into a new morning revival, and the boardroom will be distributing the Thanksgiving Conference morning revival to us, and it will be available for us to pay, to purchase as well. The next item is our book reading schedule. We are entering into the life study of Numbers, chapter 5 and chapter 6. Today's food service will be served by P1, P8, and P11. The clean service will be served by P7, Buskin Ridge 1, and Highland Park. For saints who have been called, please stay and serve. Next item, as we announced last week, the cutoff date of offering in the years of 2018 is today. If you still like to make an offering for the tax filing purpose in the year of 2018, you need to date your check with year as 2018. The last item is this year's International Chinese Speaking Conference is scheduled for February 15th to 17th at Anaheim. We encourage our saints, especially our saints on campus, to attend this conference. And for student saints, your air ticket will be covered by 2/3, and you only need to pay 1/3 of that.
Amen.
And there's also one-day tour on the 15th of Southern California area. So for registrations, please contact Brother Kyle.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any other announcements?
Sixth graders, kids, serving ones, and parents. We have a gathering fellowship landing tonight at Sister Xu Lan's house.
please come on time, 5:30. Amen.
Amen.
6年级的儿童家长服侍者今晚在徐兰姊妹家有香条的交通，预备他们的受浸。感谢主，五点半开始。
Amen.
Financial report for December 2018. Our income for this month, December 2018, is $49,575, and the total expense for the month is $22,729. In other words, we have a surplus of $26,846, and I will break down the expense to you. The meal and the miscellaneous supply account, we have expense of $3,134. Everything related to fellowship unto gospel is $7,829. Everything related to conference training and travel is $575. Everything related to building, utility, and maintenance is $9,177. All others, including appliance, electronics, purchase, books, is $2,014. So again, we have a surplus of $26,845 for December. So I have also send a quick summary for the whole year 2018. Our income for the whole year is $317,737. Our cost, this including, we have three major projects last year. Parking lot, fences, and surveillance security system. The whole cost, the whole year, is $458,676. In other words, we have a deficit of $140,939. This includes our three major projects. So our cost on these three major project, total cost is $234,735. So if we exclude these three major project, we actually have a surplus of $93,795. I think these three major projects are very important for us, right? For our security, for our parking lot, and the defense. We already completed our parking lot last year. This civilian security system and the defense are still ongoing. The financial need is still high. And after we finish that, we will have a playground project start. So may all the saints continue to remember the need and pray for this.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so we'll now continue our fellowship with the Holy Word from Morning Revival on Itero on week 8. So just to give you a brief idea of what will happen, so myself and Senshi will help with give an opening word to open, we hope, this week to all of us, so that many of us, we would be exercised to prophesy, to speak something to develop the word that we had this week on the development of the kingdom. And that will stop around 11:40, at which point a number of brothers will help to share the burden for this coming year. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, we give you this new year.
Amen.
Even right now, we give ourselves to you.
Amen.
We offer you a fresh consecration.
Amen.
Lord, we don't look at our history.
Right.
We don't look at our past.
Amen.
We're here looking at you.
Amen.
At our glorious King.
Amen.
Lord, you will lead us on.
Amen.
Because you are our leader.
Amen.
You are the center of the church.
Amen.
Lord, we'd like to be directed to you this whole year.
Amen.
Offer you the room in our heart.
Amen.
Set up the throne in our heart.
Amen.
That your kingdom can come in us.
Amen.
Your kingdom can come through us.
Amen.
And through us there can be a manifestation of your kingdom.
Amen.
That you could regain the whole earth.
Amen.
And you can return.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So we see, this week is on the development of the kingdom of God. There's a verse in Mark 4:11. That speaks on the mystery of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God does not come with observation. Nor will they say, behold, here it is. Or behold, there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. This was the Lord speaking in Luke 17:20-21. He was speaking to them regarding the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. That means the kingdom of God is the Lord himself. But in Mark, it speaks of the mystery of the kingdom of God. This really shows us, actually from what we see in John 3:3, for unless one is born anew, one cannot see the kingdom of God. So we see the kingdom of God is not physical. It's not we're building up a physical kingdom, something that's material or in the physical realm, but it's one that is absolutely spiritual.
Amen.
Because the kingdom of God is divine in nature and in constitution. So we see it's a mystery because you can't see it with our natural eyes. You can't perceive it with our natural understanding. Even if we try to understand it, even with the help of the word and the ministry, if we use our natural mind, we can't see the kingdom of God. It still lies as a mystery to us. So how much we need to exercise our regenerated spirit.
Amen.
It is here that we can see the kingdom of God. It's here that we can enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And to live in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And so we know the kingdom of God is our Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that in Acts chapter 5 and 11, it speaks of, and during those times, many were added, not to the church, but to the Lord. Many were added to the Lord. So you just imagine, certainly in his Godhead, he can't be increased. Nothing could be added to him in his Godhead.
Right.
But in his economy, he has an increase. Many could be added to the Lord. If the Lord is the kingdom, and many are added to the Lord, that means many are added to the kingdom.
Amen.
And this is propagating such a wonderful, all-inclusive, resurrected and ascended Christ as the development of the kingdom. So we need to see first, the kingdom of God is the ruling and the reigning of God with all its blessings and enjoyments. As we're being added to the Lord as the kingdom of God, we should be well assured. Certainly there is the ruling in life, but it's under such a ruling and reigning in life that we enjoy all the blessings and all the enjoyments of the divine life that we received at the beginning of our regeneration.
Amen.
We are inheritors. We are the blessed receivers of all the riches in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But we need to be exercised. Again, even right now, be exercised to use the enlightened eyes of your heart so that we can see such a kingdom.
Amen.
This kingdom is also for the executing of God's authority, and it's in a realm in which God exercises his authority. There's three matters I want to share, and this will unfold shortly, and then Sinshu will help to strengthen the word. All of us here, based on our regeneration, we're in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But we really, we're learning to live in this kingdom.
Yes.
This kingdom is a place where it's a realm. It's another realm. where he reigns in his life. He doesn't reign with an iron rod to condemn us, to judge us, to say, you did this wrong. You did that wrong again. You failed in this. You made another mistake. His blood is here. And his blood cleanses us from all of our sins.
Amen.
And that is history.
That's right.
But the kingdom is where he rules with his life. And he rules with the budding rod where he is infusing us with the resurrection life.
Amen.
So that we are under him. We are enjoying his grace. Where is the river of water of life? It's under the throne. And this throne is a throne not of judgment. It's not a throne of fire to the nations as it was in Daniel.
Right.
It's a throne of grace.
Amen.
That we see in Hebrews chapter 4.
Amen.
Grace is flowing in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But we need to be under, we need to submit ourselves to the reigning and the ruling of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As the king within the kingdom.
Amen.
So we should just let go. And we need to actually, this is very personal. This can't be developed in this corporate setting. But each of us in this room, especially in light of this new year, Lord, I want to give you the ground.
Amen.
I don't want to be stuck where I am. I want you to rule in me.
Amen.
I want you to operate in me.
Amen.
I want to give you access to my heart.
Amen.
What am I doing on this earth? What is my future? What are my activities? What am I concerned with? What are my priorities? What are my values? I want to give it to you. I want to give it to you.
Amen.
So that he could really flow. And in this flow, we are just in the blessing of the kingdom, which is full of life,
right.
Light, and love.
Amen. That's right.
But secondly, this kingdom is also the church. We see that the church is the kingdom of God in reality and in practicality.
Right.
How much the more we need to actually come together as the church. And this happens very much so in the prayer meetings, where we, because all the authority has been given to the Lord, we see this in Matthew, all the authority has been given to the Lord, but this has been transmitted to his church as the kingdom of God. So we need to come together and execute his authority over his defeated enemy.
Amen.
The church must be the place, the realm in which he could perpetuate his victory over his enemy.
Amen.
So when we come together, we need to be so exercised. We are here as the kingdom of God in reality. We will exercise the Lord's authority to bind and to loose.
Amen.
So that his will can be accomplished on the earth.
Amen.
We need to come together. Maybe for this new year, we give ourselves to participate in the exercising of his authority so that his will could be done on earth, so also in heaven.
Amen. That's right.
And lastly, the kingdom of God, there must be a reality of which is within us, but there is a... in day 5 and day 6, I'd just like to read these verses. This kingdom must be propagated, and this is the development of the kingdom. In Acts chapter 28, 23, we see that many came to him, right? This is came to him at his lodging, to whom he expounded these matters, solemnly testifying of the kingdom of God and persuading them concerning Jesus from both the law of Moses and the prophets from morning until evening. We need to preach the gospel of the kingdom.
Amen.
It's actually striking that the Bible in the New Testament doesn't believe with God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's in John. But in Matthew, it begins with repent.
Amen.
Repent.
Right.
For the kingdom of God is near, has drawn near.
Yeah.
This should be our gospel when we come to others. Repent.
Amen.
Turn your heart.
Amen.
Turn your heart to the King.
Amen.
Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
All these are history.
Yes.
Come to him.
Amen.
He will rule in his life with you.
Yeah.
And you will dwell with him and you will reign with him in his life as co-kings. This is your destiny. This is our destiny.
Amen.
That we will rule with him as co-kings.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Dear saints, when we talk about this term, kingdom, I believe we should all have a very sober understanding that in the kingdom, there is a king.
Amen.
We're very familiar with that the Lord is our Lord, the Lord is our Savior, the Lord is our helper, the Lord is our friend, the Lord is our all-abundant provision. But do you have a king in your relationship with Lord Jesus? Do you have a king? You may say this word, yes, we do. We honor the Lord as my personal king. Then we need to continue to ask, in what matters, at what times, in what circumstances, is the Lord Jesus king to me? So when we talk about the development of the kingdom, we believe through the message we have a good understanding that this development is the growth of the spiritual life, the growth of divine life in us. And by this life expanding itself, growing in us, that we can be more subjective to this king and we can become a kingdom to the Lord. Now there is the other side of the story. I believe if you have the opportunity to listen to the message Ron Kanga shared, there are circumstances whereas we do not allow our Lord Jesus Christ to reign in us. When there is anointing of the Spirit in us, in a certain situation, we may use our will to say no. We may ignore that. We may reject that. And the end consequence is that the growing of the life stopped. And then we're no longer living in the reality of the kingdom. Although we're still living in the church life, in name, we're still in this realm. However, we lost that reality. And to such a situation, there will be a consequence. We know also from this message, the kingdom is not only the present realm that we're living in. It is also a reward. A reward to those who kept himself or herself to constantly live in the presence under the subjection to the Lord and in the reality of this kingdom. And that millennium, that 1,000 years co-reigning as co-kings with Christ, that is a reward to those who live, who keep living a reality in this age. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I guess my real burden is that we know this word. We know this teaching. Actually, we know this doctrine too well. And we may say wonderful things. We may teach wonderful things. Yet, we all need to be remembered. The matter of the Christ, Lord Jesus Christ being king to us must be a reality in our living.
Amen.
Must be in a reality of our deciding to doing things.
Amen.
In our way of speaking.
Amen.
Particularly when we're in the church life, in a relationship with each other, when we're coordinating, when we're serving together. This must be the reality.
Amen.
Just imagine this. Just imagine this. If we forsake this reality, we only talk about this, we only teach about this, yet we do not have subjections to each other. We do not have subjection to the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And on Saturday, on Tuesday evening, when we come together as a church, when we want to pray that, Lord, in your name we abide, when we want to pray, Lord, your kingdom shall expand in the campuses, in New Jersey, on the whole earth, then how would the enemy say? Will not the enemy say, oh, is this some kind of a joke? Will not the enemy say this? And will not us be ashamed? And will not the Lord's interest be suffer? But so there is, my burden really is, we cannot afford this. It is not for our own sake. Rather, it is for the Lord's interest. We cannot afford to not having this reality in our church life, in your locality, in your spiritual reality. Only when we're living in such a living, only we're living in such a reality of the kingdom, then the Lord can commit himself. He can commit his name, his authority to us, to his church. And then when we pray like that, the enemy will fear.
Amen.
The enemy will suffer.
Amen.
So, there's things. At the beginning of every new year, we have all kinds of resolutions. We have a lot of goals that we like to pursue, wishes that we like to make. However, dear saints, one thing that we cannot forsake, in all that matters, we have to have this life reigning in us, growing in us, ruling in us. Otherwise, all the other things will become vanity. So for dear saints, we let's pray like this to our Lord. Lord,
amen.
In this coming year,
amen.
I shall decrease and you should increase.
Amen.
Lord, defeat me at every corner.
Amen.
That your word and your anointing will prevail against my personal and self-will.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Now we are open to prophesying and sharing to all the saints. And please, we'll have the piano serving brother to give us a mark at 2 minutes mark.
So the kingdom, so the title of the intro is the propagating of the resurrected, ascended, all-inclusive Christ as the kingdom of God, as the development of the kingdom of God. So in the title there's the word propagating. And there's also the word development. These two words go together.
Amen.
Propagating emphasizes that beginning. Like we have children.
Yeah.
That's the emphasis of the word propagating.
Amen.
There are children. Today there are so many. Tomorrow there are twice as many.
Amen.
More children.
Yeah.
More propagating. The word development emphasizes the word growth.
Yeah.
Growth. Like the Lord as in the flesh on the earth in the Gospels,
right.
He was not resurrected. He was not ascended. He could not develop. He could not grow. So he could be sown as a seed. He is the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ, is equal to the kingdom of God. So in the title, propagating equals development. The Lord Christ equals the kingdom of God.
Amen.
He wants to be, he's now resurrected. He's now ascended. He's the all-inclusive one. He's been sown into us. He wants to be sown into more people.
Amen.
He wants to be begotten in more people. He wants more sons. So he wants to grow. So the emphasis on development, he's the kingdom. The kingdom is the Lord Jesus. He wants to grow in us.
Amen.
So Acts 14:22 says, establish the souls of the disciples.
Amen.
Exhorting them to continue in the faith and enter into the kingdom of God through many tribulations.
Right.
Right. So what does this have to do with the title this week? It's us. He needs to be growing and established in us, in
Amen.
Our soul.
Amen.
That we follow the sense of life.
Amen.
He rules and reigns in us that way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm full of appreciations to the Lord for the year 2018.
Amen.
We work together, we experience together,
Amen.
We have joy, we have peace,
Amen.
We have sorrow and we have weakness, but I appreciate Him because we are still here and we are forwarding toward Him.
Amen.
So last year, the Lord taught me how to stand with Him, to fight against with the evil one, and how to love my brothers, how to sit, work, and stand within the one body.
Amen.
But I know I still have a lot to learn from Him.
Uh-huh.
But I'm full of passion to learn from the everyday life
Amen.
With Him.
Amen.
Because He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as an instructed one.
Amen.
This is true. I'm full of hope for the year 2019.
Amen.
May He bless us, keep and strengthen the hidden relationship between
Amen.
Him and our individual.
Amen.
And let's practice hope to choose in love and grow up into Him in all things.
Amen.
I pray to God.
Amen.
I'm willing to be with you, my brothers and companions, to let it happen.
Amen.
So may the kingdom come through us. May the glory to our Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I will share with my son yesterday a verse. It's in 4:29. Now, you know that the whole world lies in the evil one. So Satan is the king of this age. So every day is an evil day. It's an evil day. So I was sharing with him and said, it says 4:29, let not corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up.
Amen.
According to the need, that it might give grace to those who hear. So right, we live every day in an evil day. So we need the Lord. We really need the Lord. We need to read the Word every day. I was sharing with him about this. Because we need to watch our mouth when we speak. We need to be careful when we speak to others, the unbelievers. We need to speak in a way that we can give grace to others.
Amen.
It must be grace to others. When they hear, it must be grace.
Amen.
What? So you can hear the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Jesus himself.
Amen.
So I tell my son, we have to be careful what we say, what we speak. We are our friends, we are unbelievers, we are classmates at work. You know, should come out of our mouth should be grace.
Amen.
For what? For the kingdom of God to be built. Amen. And I really appreciate this verse I was reading yesterday. And all this is only the Lord can do it. We can't do it. Only the Lord can build His kingdom.
Amen.
He is the kingdom of heaven. He is the kingdom of heaven that came to us to build the kingdom of God.
Amen.
His church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
In the book, The Glorious Church, Watchman Nee makes it very clear that redemption solves man's need.
Right.
But the kingdom solves God's need.
Right. Yeah.
All of us sitting in this room, we are blessed recipients.
Amen.
Of redemption. We're all sinners, and because of God's love, He redeemed us and saved us from eternal judgment. Mm-hmm. And not just the wolves in this room, but we consider how many millions of believers out there have been redeemed.
Amen.
And saved in this way.
Yeah.
But we need to ask ourselves, how many are here to meet God's need?
Amen.
It's very interesting. Last night we spoke to the young people. God has a need. Well, this morning, again, we speak. God has a need.
Amen.
His need is for His kingdom.
Yes.
To be brought forth to the earth today.
That's right.
You consider the world, society. Is it for God? Or are we very much in a place that is very anti-God? I was touched with the verse in Revelation 4:11. Because of God's will, all things were created.
Amen.
And then in Romans 14:17, we see that today, the kingdom of God, as the church life, is not eating and drinking, but righteousness,
amen,
peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I was so helped by the footnote. What is righteousness? It's to be right and proper towards God, towards one another,
right,
and towards things.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you realize everything that we have, everything in our existence is from God, but it's for God. It's for His will. It's for His purpose.
Right.
Our time, Are we righteous in the way we use our time? The relationship that we have with one another, are we proper with our between husbands and wives, parents and children? The things that the Lord has given us, our cars, our cell phones, our money, are we proper in the utilization of all these things? If you're like me, I need to go before the Lord. Lord, I have a long way to go. I want to come to you, to enjoy you, like our brother said.
Amen.
Enjoy the throne of grace.
Amen.
That He might grow in me.
Amen.
Not just that we could have a happy church life, but that the Lord may gain His kingdom.
Amen.
That He would really have a realm where there is His authority, where He has the freedom
Amen.
To do whatever He wants to do
Amen.
In us and through us.
Amen.
Amen.
How about this last one? Go to the next.
So, I think we need to know there are two kingdoms right now in this world. Although we know there are more than 200 countries, but there are only two kingdoms in this world. One is the kingdom of Satan.
Yeah.
The other one is kingdom of God.
Amen.
So, when we get baptized, actually, we are transferred. That's why the Corinthians chapter 1, the verse said, verse 13, right? Who deliver us out of the authority of darkness and transfer us into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
Amen.
This verse critically tells us it's very important to get baptized and transfer into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But the title of this week's message, we need to focus, there's a word, development. The kingdom of God, ever since Acts, right? Ever since God, Lord Jesus, came into the world, the kingdom of God is keep expanding. It's keeping in until today. Right now, today, the kingdom of God is still expanding.
All right.
I think we need to take this into our heart. We need to have a burden for this. And then we cannot take this just too spirit. Too spiritually. We need to take this because I just do a quick search on the do you know how many towns we have in New Jersey? How many municipal towns? Last time I checked, there are 565 towns in New Jersey. And you say, oh, many are just small towns. But there are, if with population more than 10,000, there are 243 towns with population more than 10,000. So which means, you know why? We're all always longing for God's second coming, right? Do you know why Lord Jesus cannot come back today? Because the church is not ready. The kingdom of God, which is the church on the earth, is not ready. I think we all need to have a burden to preach gospel into other towns. There are many other towns we need to preach gospel into, and not other peoples. But how can we do this? It needs to start from us. The kingdom needs to expand in our hearts.
Amen.
And then we can naturally live out the life, preach the. We can dispensing the life into others.
Amen.
So they can be saved.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I will start, and then quite a few brothers will continue, because this is the beginnings of year 2019. Our church does have a common practice and goal, and we do have quite a few burdens among the certain brothers. So I will begin with the first burdens on gospel. So this morning, when we make announcement of dear sister who are baptized into the names of Lord Jesus, we are so happy. Therefore, no wonder we know the gospel and gospel preaching is so critical for our church life. As you all know, in the God's ordained way, the first step is gospel. It's gospel. It's to bring those sinners to repent so that they can be saved and enter into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
This is the beginning for every one of our Christians to experience, to enjoy the kingdom of God.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, we have been commissioned, we have been charged by our Lord Jesus because He said, go and disciple the nations.
Amen.
Go and preach the gospel to Samaritans and all of the earth.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, you can think of, without this first step of the baptism and the gospel, how can we experience the rich, the width, and the depth of the kingdom of God? So, brothers and sisters, no wonder in the first few episodes of Acts, Brother Peter gave very strong testimony in his gospel preaching. So, starting from that time on, beginning from several hundred people, to thousands of people, to hundreds of thousands of people, to more and more saints, so that the life and the time of church begins. Therefore, at this moment, we can benefit and enjoy our church life.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord. So, brothers and sisters, last year we have the target of 50 cents to be baptized. At the end, we have 37. This year, after fellowship, our burden, the commitment, and our vow toward the Lord is still 50 cents.
Amen.
We hope the Lord can grant us the blessing.
Amen.
So that we have 50 cents to be baptized into His name.
Amen.
I know the Lord is faithful.
Amen.
So our burden is, I hope every saint within our church to have the portion, to have the blessing of the baptism of at least one saint.
Amen.
At least one.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
And I hope this gospel preaching is becoming a part of life, part of our living.
Amen.
So our church can be a church of gospel preaching church. In addition to that, the church have several events and commitment to facilitate them. For example, every Tuesday after the prayer meeting, we encourage our saints to reach out for gospel preaching. Every Thursday on campus, in the community campus center, we have the kiosks to distribute these gospel flyers. And there are many other events in a one-on-one engagement, in the family settings, in the gospel preaching meeting, in the district level, in church level. Brothers and sisters, I encourage you to press on for this gospel preaching burden.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So I want to continue echo brother's burden on the gospel. So since you realize that this is the first corporate meeting of 2019, and using this corporate meeting, the brothers have a burden to encourage all the saints on different aspects, and the gospel is definitely one of them. And so from the statistics, for the statistics that brother just shared with us, yes, we made a vow last year to get 50 gospel fruits, and yet we are short. We are about 13 fruits short. But still, when seeking before the Lord this year, the saints still feel like we have a vow again before the Lord that we want to get 50 saints this year.
Amen.
So it seems that it's, I don't know how you feel, but outwardly we can say, how is that possible? And especially last year, I personally felt that we are short, especially on the gospel, on the campus gospel, that we feel that it's getting even more difficult to preach gospel to the students because of the outward situation. then I'm singing before the Lord. Then actually, one of the messages from the winter training came to me, which is when we all know that the 12 spies of Israel, then they went to scout the good land. And then we know what happened afterwards. After the return of the 12 scouts come back, 10 of them said, yes, the land is good. It's flowing milk and honey. Yet, the people on the land, they are giants. And we are grasshoppers compared to them. So, they say, we cannot do it. Yet, Caleb and Joshua, they say, yes, the land is good, brothers and sisters. And those ones are our food. And let's go and get them. So, saints, I encourage all of them, all of us, to have the same spirit this year. Yes, we are so blessed that we are right next to Rutgers campus. And we have a lot of fish on the campus. And this year, we start making a vow before the Lord. 50 cents. And that's our vow corporately as church in this gallery. How about us individually?
Amen.
Yes, we cannot rely on a few saints to get all 50 fruits. But just as brother said, how about we personally seek him before the Lord?
Amen.
And we make a vow to the Lord individually that we at least have a portion of the salvation of at least one gospel friends in this year 2019.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, let's all press on in the year of 2019.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May the spirit of Caleb and Joshua fill us.
Amen.
Right outside, we may feel, yes, the outward situation feels like preaching gospel is more and more difficult, right? Whether to the locals or the international students, right? In fact, at the end of the winter training, Brother Minoru gave a very sober fellowship, right? Regarding our really the Lord's testimony in U.S., right, in America. Because as we know, the Lord's recovery now has really a foothold in the United States, and the United States really is a center to spread the Lord's recovery, his kingdom throughout the world. But then just looking at our situation here, our growth really hasn't been that much, right, since I think in the 80s, right, to now. And also the really... in terms of the demographics, we're not gaining a lot of typical Americans. So this is really, when I started praying for this, is like, or fellowship with the saints, we just feel like this is not easy. This is like difficult. But through the training, I was really touched by the spirit of Caleb and Joshua, right? We may have difficulties. We may have these obstacles. But Lord, we're not fighting with the flesh and blood, and even not with our own might, right? Jehovah is fighting for us.
Amen.
We have to have this faith.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, in order to do that, right, in order to be able to keep our faith, we cannot do it by ourselves. The Lord, in Gospel to John, right, in the chapter 14, he told us, right, we have to be what? Live in the vine.
Amen.
Right? We really have to be one with him.
Amen.
He is our supply.
Right.
Right? We really need to live in him.
Amen.
So, in fact, last year, we started this practice of prayer, right? Encourage the saints to pray in all means, right? We pray personal prayer, we pray in groups, we pray with all kinds of means, right? Through our phone, through our calling together.
Yeah.
But I think this is the aspect of prayer is something that the Satan will really attack us, right? Who will say prayer is easy? Or prayer steadfast is easy? Nobody would say that, right? No one can say that because it's just such a struggle, such a battle. That prayer, just to be steadfast. Yes, we may be stirred up,
and maybe pray for a couple of days, maybe for weeks, but then just to be steadfast is not easy, we know, right? But praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we don't just forget about the past, right? We can look forward.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, always give us a new beginning.
Amen.
So in the new year, yeah, let's give ourselves to the Lord, consecrate ourselves afresh to Him.
Amen.
Let's enter into the prayer practice.
Amen.
Right? I would say, at least, you know, I think last year, there will be many prayer groups started, right? But some may actually be coming dormant at the end. But praise the Lord. Let's all pick up this burden.
Amen.
I would say at least for the small group, right? We should at least have two prayer groups, right? One among the brothers, one among the sisters. Some small group, we may actually have a lot of saints, right? We could even split up into smaller ones. And this is not just limited to small groups, right? All the serving groups, right? You know, among the districts, right? Among, you know, many, even our practical services, even our meal service, right? We need to come together and pray. This is not just for here to do something, right?
Amen.
We're here to build up the church.
Amen.
Even through these practices, right? These practical aspects. You know, in Acts, the ones that served the meal was what? They're full of spirit.
Amen.
Right? In fact, those saints, they were actually, at the end, they were the gospel preachers, right?
Amen.
Stephen, right? Philip, yeah. They're all gospel preachers. So we really need to be filled with the Spirit.
Amen.
Even when we serve the practical service,
amen,
let's come together and pray.
Amen.
Let's set a time.
Amen.
And pray for His interest on the earth.
Amen.
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 So that we all enter into this kind of service, right?
Amen.
And enter into this priestly service.
Amen.
That the Lord will have a way through us.
Amen.
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 May the Lord have a way through us.
Amen.
By our praying, cooperating with Him. You know, our personal prayer, our prayer with our companions, and also we pray in the prayer meeting with all the saints. Okay. My burden to share is regarding our truth pursuing. Every year, we like to pursue the truth together, corporately. And we will have two major lines. The first line will be on the Bible reading, and the second line is ministry book reading. Let me start with the ministry book reading.
Amen.
This 2019, you know, what book we are going to enter into? The life study of Numbers, right? How many chapters does it have for life study of Numbers? 53. So we will pursue two chapters per week.
Amen.
In other words, our first 6 months were all in this life study of Numbers. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And I would like to share with and you know, what is the topic of the our past winter training?
Numbers.
The crystallization study of the Numbers. So hopefully this 2019, the whole church will be saturated in the book of Numbers.
Amen.
And recently I was watching some video by Brother Lee, and I found out that, you know, Brother Lee started with life study of the Bibles from 1974. His first book is the book of Genesis. And in the first message he mentioned this. He said the purpose for this life study is we study the Bible, focus on life.
Amen.
And also help all the saints to come to the Bible, come to the Word of God by contact, by contacting Christ's life.
Amen.
That's the purpose of a life study.
That's right.
So that's the first book in 1974. And do you know what is the last life study of the book? This is in 1995. The last book of life study is the Song of Songs. That's in the summer training, the 1995. And in that winter, coming winter, there's a first, I shouldn't say the first, there's a crystallization study of Song of Songs also.
Yeah, right.
And in the beginning, the first message our brother said, his burden is to put whatever we seen in the life study of the Song of Song into application.
Amen.
So we are going to study life study of numbers and the crystallization study of numbers together.
Amen.
What does it mean? We are going to learn the Bible as the life.
Amen.
And the contact Christ as a life.
Amen.
Through the book of Numbers.
Amen.
And we will put this in application.
Amen.
Is that good? Is
yes.
it amazing?
Amen.
So we hope this year we will all enter into this corporately.
Amen.
And as last year, we have reward for whoever accomplished the whole life study of Leviticus, right? This year we will do the same.
Amen.
So, and I know there's some saints, especially from Basking Ridge. They're almost finished. Is that right? So you will all get the reward. But if you finish, we encourage you to continue to pursue any ministry book from the ministry.
Amen.
That would be great.
Amen.
And the next thing is about the Bible reading. This year, as usual, we like to pursue the Word together.
Amen.
And if we believe, you know, at least since the second half of last year, the Lord had this burden through the ministry, you know, to encourage us to have a deeper enjoyment.
Amen.
Of His Word. So we. The Lord speaks us different way. Now we need to enjoy Him.
Amen.
And so this year, when we get into the Bible reading, we want to emphasize this too.
Amen.
We need to enjoy the Word.
Right.
So we can have different kind of schedule. You can read it, the whole Bible in 1 year, or you want to read just New Testament, or you have a different kind of schedule. But no matter how, we need to learn to enjoy the Word.
Amen.
You know, we need to learn, we don't need to, you know, every word of God is enjoyable, can be our food, can be our nourishment. So there's a way for us to enjoy it. That's by exercise our spirit.
Amen.
We would like to encourage saints to read one chapter of the ministry book. There's chapter 14 in the book called How to Enjoy God and How to Practice the Enjoyment of God. And chapter 14, the title is How to Enjoy God by Matching Reading with Prayer, with Praying. So every day, we should come to the Word. We are not just read the Word once a week, or we read 3 days and we stop for another 4 days. Every day we need to come to the
Amen.
Word of God.
Amen.
And when we come to the Word of God, we need to absorb God
Amen.
As our enjoyment
Amen.
By exercise our spirit
Amen.
By praying. By taking Him as our enjoyment.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That will help us to, you know, this year, 2019, we will not only read, we really enjoy Him as the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, this week, we are on the message of kingdom. In the book of Brother Lee, the title is The Kingdom and the Church. He basically says, we must read again the words of Lord Jesus. I will build my church. So we know we all know that God's purpose in this age is to build up His church as a body of Christ, as a development of His kingdom. So there might be 1,000 brothers and sisters together, they're all saved, but we would still ask whether they have been built together or not. They are certainly church material, but whether they are the church or not depends on whether they have been built together. So without the building, there's no church. So we often meet, you know, saints who are so spiritual, and no one could be their spiritual companions. So such things, brother, you said, are all right for display purpose, but they are of no use for church building. So the kind of things needed in the church are those who can have another priest behind them, another in front, another to the left, another to the right, and one below them, and one above.
Amen.
This is kind of Christian God is seeking today.
Amen.
Brother and sister, we are talking of the building up. So you know my burden is about the spiritual companions.
Amen.
So 1 Corinthians 12:18 also says, but now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, even as he willed. So we know, right? The body, just like human body, is not only horizontal, but also vertical. Because I can stand here, that means I'm still strong. Whenever we are tired, we sit down. So when we sleep, we lie flat. And when we're dead, we're totally flat. So for our church, as the body of Christ, we don't want the body to be flat. That's not a good sign. Okay? So praise the Lord. He praised every member in the body. So that means we need to have a spiritual companion. It's a building up. It's a union of life, not that just we come together.
Amen.
To do some work. That's called calling. So we are talking about a spiritual companion. That means we have a life union. Yeah, we have life connection with each other, and of course through the Lord. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
For last year, I realized it's very blessing to have spiritually elder saints, the gift for the body, to bring you closer to the Lord. And even help us to see more spiritual reality in the ministry. And also, I don't know whether you were strong last year, but to me, it's absolutely necessary to have a spiritual companion, because all the building work for the numbers, the priests of study will know that all the building work, all the growth in life, etc., are warfare.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's right.
So we all know that there are so many times we are down. All the saints around us have a situation. That's most of the time we need our spiritual companion. We can stand together.
Amen.
To fight the evil power.
Amen.
By our bindings and the losing prayers.
Amen.
So last year I also had some experience which I didn't have before. We basically can experience our Lord is living, and even more than that, He is resurrection. He even is his ascension. He cares all the members in the body by answering our prayers.
Amen.
So our Christian life, if everything is under our control, then we don't really need God very much. And then we lose the experience or experience Him and know Him subjectively.
Amen.
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 So, and also, I also realize when we practice the church life according to His desire, like brother just mentioned, begetting and shepherding, growing and building up,
right.
When you see much richer supply,
and
hence we enjoy Him much more.
Amen.
So I can also testify that we can really love our companions more than our soul life.
Amen.
So may this year we are serious about the kingdom.
Amen.
We are serious about building up the body of Christ.
Amen.
Then we need to have some life union with our companions.
Amen.
One elder and a younger one, because we all love the Lord. Lord asking us, if you love me, shepherd my sheep.
Amen.
Yeah. So also we have some companion together.
Amen.
We can have a prayer, we can have open each other, then we have a connection in life.
Amen.
And this way we really build up together.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This new year.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord for the new year.
Amen.
Yeah, we really need companions, as brother share. As Christians, we cannot be independent. We need companions. Maybe we need someone who is younger than we are in the spiritual age. We need someone who are older than we are. no matter what, they will be our companions in Christ throughout our Christian life. Mm-hmm. So I think this relationship of companion brothership is not mere friendship, or just not like social, or just coming together to do some spiritual activities.
Amen.
We need our companion.
Amen.
So we pursue the law together.
Amen.
We seek the truth together.
Amen.
We really need to love one another.
Amen.
And actually we can even care for new ones together.
Amen.
And through this companion, we can love the Lord together.
Amen.
And we actually, as Brother said, the eventual goal is for building the body.
Right.
So we will experience the Lord,
Amen.
Enjoy the Lord together,
Amen.
And also the growth in our life.
Amen.
So dear brother and sister, we need companion.
Amen.
And we need companion. Also, have my personal experiences. We will went through a lot of up and down in our Christian life.
Amen.
And sometimes we are in some difficult situations. We experience being weak, lacking the strength, power. In this situation, times we need a companion.
Amen.
Who can pray with us,
Amen.
Pray for us,
Amen.
And care for us.
Amen.
I think most important, help us to turn to the Lord.
Amen.
We regain the strength
Amen.
To Lord can carry us on through all the situation.
Amen.
And also, brother mentioned, we are all in this kingdom to fight a spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
And we cannot be independent. If we are independent, individual, it will be easy for the enemy, the Satan, to attack us,
right.
to capture us.
Amen.
So what we need to do? We need to have companions.
Amen.
Yeah, I think we all know the Bible says a threefold cord, right? It's not easily broken.
Amen.
So then we need that. How we can do that? We have companions, and this companionship help us to build it together.
Amen.
Right? So, as Brother mentioned, we have something on the left, on the right, top, bottom. This is the body.
Amen.
We got this support, this strength.
Amen.
And then this, it's not easy for Satan to break.
Amen.
Break it. Not easy for Satan to attack us.
Amen.
So now I think we've talked about so much things, but brother, sister, do you have companions?
Amen.
How about young people, college students, I think we hope in the 2019, Lord can give us a heart there. We need a companion.
Amen.
We really need to seek before the Lord.
Amen.
We need a true companionship.
Amen.
To help us to go on, to grow in life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 You know, we cannot separate because we are brothers and sisters in one body.
Right.
So let's look around in this hall. We will see the pillar over there and the corner over here. It has a wall and it's a ceiling. You know, they all together, build it together, then we can have the space for a meeting. Right? So not everybody can be pillar, but if everybody be pillar, how would be the space? So everything like the ceiling, what will be looks like. So you will think this is the build up the body we need all together. The all together is blending.
Amen.
So we need a blend to
Amen.
Each other. So
Amen.
So if every one body is very spiritual, good, but if they put together, we know there's a lot of issues. Because that is we need a blending. So that's our burden for build up of the church of the body. So I just wanted to share a little bit about the Basque Ridge. You know, we have the Bible truth pursuing every like Tuesday morning, and we have 8 family open for host this meeting, and this basically they hold different of you know, most is the mom. At home, but still some working sense, but they work from home, so they join together, and Brother Michael and Sister Judy is supporting the meeting like for already like about 4 years, and so this is the one kind of it's pursuing, but it is also there's a blending together
right.
Right. Different people sense. And another thing is that Friday afternoon we have a neighborhood child group. So started last fall. So we have 16 almost like most of the, we have 16 children together, and we have five serving sisters, and have open four house open for this meeting. So, but this is just start. But we know this is we see this not only our kids from our. Our brothers and sisters, and also these kids are from gospel friends. So from their our kids' friend. So we will pursue this to not only for our kids to blend it together. Also, we pursue this gospel. We hopefully we can have more more parents from the gospel as a gospel friend. So the third one is we have the Lord's Day night. We have serving family to pursue the Lord's spiritual word and fellowship together. So started this last year. So and also we have saints, sisters, particular sisters. They have. Like morning revival and night fellowship with the saints from within the Vasquez and also outside the Vasquez. So this is also all kind of level of blending, you know. Not this is from Vasquez side, I think. Another thing is we the church level and within the church we saw. Yeah, we started the Central New Jersey, we have a lot of fellowship. Mm-hmm. And also we have fellowship with the brothers, New Jersey and New York. And so this all the blending make us to build it together as one body.
Amen.
So in the 2019, yeah, we wish to have more blessing on this blending and build us together.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't have much time. I just want to have very quick, brief follow-up. Dear Saints, how's your 2018? Don't answer me. Maybe good, maybe great, maybe not so good. Let me share with you with Philippians 3:13b. It says, forgetting the things which are behind. Amen. Forgetting the things which are behind. Stretching forward to the things which are before.
Amen.
So we are in 2019.
Amen.
2019.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, full of hope.
Amen.
And I appreciate the brothers have share about some common practice and then church go with us. So when we talk about blending, brother mentioned about the person on the personal side, small group, district, church. Right, so there's many opportunities to practice blending. And then brother just in the announcement, the first feast of the seven feasts is what? Chinese Speaking International Conference. February. That's an opportunity for us to what? To practice blending.
Amen.
And then we have a memorial, we have trainings, many conferences. That's just grab, seize the universe, the opportunities to blend. Amen, amen. When we are talking about a spiritual companion, I think brother asked a very good question. We all know this is very important. But the question is, who is your spiritual companion? Don't tell me. Don't point, say. But ask yourself. We do need spiritual companionship. Right? So ask the Lord, say, Lord, in 2019, give me one, maybe two, even more spiritual companions so that we can pursue the Lord together. On the truth pursue, dear saints, we really need to really enter into it. Like last year, we have this practice and we continue. And in the winter training, and the brother said, oh, people just asking, when is the topic of next
next training. The brother say, don't consider that.
Yeah.
Spend next 6 months enter into the numbers.
Yeah.
And that's what we are doing, right? So we can enter into numbers so that we can enjoy that. So not only the life studies, and we will, on the morning revival messages, we will enter into, let's enjoy it. Enjoy the life studies, and for the Bible reading, I don't want to repeat it, but I just want to give a very very brief testimony. I don't know, when you go to our church website, there is a Bible reading. If you click on that, they will lead you to the portion of that day, and a brother who is a developer of this feature. And then one day, a few months ago, he told me, Brother Chen, no one really use it. No one really use it. And then I told him, Brother, don't think that way. I said, do you know, when I went to Israel, a brother, we were on the same trip, and he said, who made this feature available in the your church website? I said, why you ask? We use this every day. I say, oh wow. And now they are actually enhancing it. And then he showed me a WeChat group. It's more than 100 people. And then I say, Brother, other churches are using our website. I say, we should know we have this feature and then start using it. Okay, so we have many means. I know many sense actually sending the portion each day to the small groups, to the districts. We should continue to do so. And then also on the prayer, you know, just don't wait till you have a need then you pray. You need to pray in a scheduled time, in a set time, or regular time to pray. That's so that we can fulfill our praying ministry. And then very on the gospel, what is our goal?
50.
We need to be at least part of one person's salvation.
Amen.
We need to be at least part of or portion of one person's shepherding. This is our goal. So we need to ask. Don't wait till December and say, oh, who is my gospel friend? You need to start looking for now. You need to start praying. Say, Lord, who should I contact?
Amen.
If you look at all these goals or practices, really nothing special. Right? I think we agree. This really is the healthy spiritual habits. Right? Happy spiritual practices. So the objective really is not just do these things outwardly so that you say, oh, I did it. This is a goal. Okay, so I'm done. No. This healthy practice is to help us to know our Lord more.
Amen.
To touch our Lord more.
Amen.
To grow in life more, to stay under the ruling more.
Amen.
It's not just say, oh, I won't do this. No.
Right.
Dear saints, we need to enjoy the Lord.
Right.
So what do we need to do? We are not just say, okay, this is a goal, let's do it. No, we need to give ourselves to the Lord.
Right.
We need to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, 2019 is yours.
Amen.
I want to consecrate myself to you in 2019.
Amen.
So that you can touch me more. You can deal with me more.
Amen.
You can revive me more.
Amen.
So when you go to the world, you have to go to the word. You have to say, Lord, do I touch you through this word?
Amen.
Am I revived this morning?
Amen.
So dear saints, may this go. Encourage us to have a healthy spiritual practice.
Amen.
But we need to give ourselves to the Lord, not just doing our things, but we give ourselves to the Lord and may our Lord be glorified.
Amen.
And may this year we know Him more, we gain Him more, and we grow more.
Amen.
Well, we're so happy. We're in 2019. Saints, are you happy to be the new year?
Amen.
2018 was over. But on one hand, we should be forget the things behind. But on the other hand, we have to learn from the history. As we just finished the number crystallization study, right? The book of number is aligned with book of Deuteronomy. These two books are together. What really was the content in Deuteronomy? Repeat the failure, the warning of Israel people. Who was second generation? Who was second number? Who were ready to enter into the good land? They must remember their failure. So they will not repeat the same failure. Brother and sister, yes, 2018 were full of failure. We have not reached to any goal that we have set. But it was over. As we are in 2019, we are going to move forward. What have we learned? If we are not learning our failure, then we will repeat our failure.
Amen.
Do you want to repeat a failure in 2018? Of course not. We need to pray, Lord, gain us new in 2019. How many times we have told the saints we need to preach the gospel? We need to pray. We need to read the Bible. We need to participate in the service for the building up of the body of Christ. Is this new to you? No. Year after year, we are repeating the failure. Why? Because we need a companion. The reason we're not able to preach the gospel, because we're by ourselves. The reason we cannot pray, because we're by ourselves. The reason you cannot pursue the reading the Bible, because you're by yourself. Have we promoted this companionship before? Years. Yes. Never too late.
Amen.
We would like to ask the Lord, grant us the new year of 2019. We will have companionship.
Amen.
We have said it before and we will say it again. How many companions you should have? Do you still remember? You should have at least three. One is under you. One is your peer.
Amen.
One is one above you.
Amen.
Will become your protection. By this way, when you preach the gospel, you're not by yourself. You're by your companionship.
Amen.
When you are praying, you're not by yourself. You're praying with your companion.
Amen.
All this, may this new year begin with companionship.
Amen.
And you and me, you and I need to be serious, ask the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, would I remain the same this year as last year without any companion? I don't want to be in that situation.
Amen.
Lord, grant me the grace.
Amen.
Grant me the strength.
Amen.
Even give me a companion.
Amen.
So I can break through 2019.
Amen.
Amen. This morning, as I was seeking before the Lord, the Lord showed me number chapter 6. The precious portion of the blessing. brother and sister, our God like to bless us.
Amen.
But we need to cooperate with Him.
Yes.
May this year He will bless us.
Amen.
And He will keep us.
Amen.
Keep us from the evil one.
Amen.
Furthermore, He will make His face abound to every one of us.
Amen.
And He will be gracious to us.
Amen.
And the most precious, He will even lift up His countenance.
Amen.
Upon you and me.
Amen.
And give us peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May we have the blessing of the triune God this
Amen.
Year.
Amen.
And the church will be blessed.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the
Lord.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Yes, Jehovah bless us and keep us.
Amen.
Jehovah makes His face shine upon us and be gracious to us.
Amen.
Jehovah lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace.
Amen.
Oh, this is our prayer, Lord,
Amen.
For the new year.
Amen.
Oh, that we will live in Your presence.
Amen.
Oh, live under Your blessing.
Amen.
Make us the vessel to receive Your blessing.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless us with Your countenance.
Amen.
Oh, in the face of a companion.
Amen.
Bless us in this way, Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord, thank You for Your speaking today.
Amen.
We don't want to repeat our failures.
Right.
Amen. We just forget what's behind us.
Amen.
We forget forward.
Amen.
By taking Your word.
Amen.
By taking You as our leader.
Amen.
As our way.
Amen.
As our life.
Amen.
May we all have companions.
Amen.
We can pursue.
Amen.
And build together.
Amen.
Lord, we love You.
Amen.
Oh, let our speaking be full of grace.
Amen.
So others could receive grace.
Amen.
Oh, thank You, Lord, for Your kingdom of God.
Amen.
We're built here now for the new Jerusalem to come.
Amen.
Thank You, Lord, for Your love and mercy.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, bless the church.
Amen.
The church is Your heart's desire.
Amen.
2019, may You bless and keep us.
Amen.
Oh, may You make Your face to us.
Amen.
Be gracious to us.
Amen.
We even ask You to lift up Your countenance.
Amen.
Look over the church.
Amen.
And give us the peace.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we consecrate ourselves to You.
Amen.
And us to 2019.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, we give 2019 to You.
Amen.
We enjoy the blessing of trying God.
Amen.
Lord, the word speaking spoken this morning.
Amen.
Oh, continue speaking to us.
Amen.
Oh, don't return in vain.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Grant us companionship.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We don't want anyone here be alone in the church life.
Amen.
We have a companion so that we can pursue together.
Amen.
We can pray together.
Amen.
We can preach gospel together.
Amen.
We can shepherding others together.
Amen.
We can blend in with others together.
Amen.
Lord Jesus,
Amen.
We give 2019 to You.
Amen.
Be with us, Lord.
Amen.
Blessing us, Lord.
Amen.
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 So since we don't lose this opportunity to plan with saints from